just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here I am, Mrs. Waite. I'm reading from a little booklet that I wrote several years ago called Marriage Defrauding and Other Matters, Especially for Women. I read you this booklet 12 and a half years ago when I first began these radio programs. I was trying to figure out when I began them, and I guess it was like 2000, something like that, maybe the year before. Now, after I've looked it up, I've forgotten what it is. But it was 12 and a half years ago. And I'm reading this chapter called Keepers of the Home. And I'm thinking about Mary, you know, the mother of Jesus, and what she did and what she didn't do when she had Jesus as a baby. And I title this Women Working Where? Titus 2:5 says, to be discreet. These are women, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And I ask you, are two salaries necessary? Why is it that so many Christian women, mothers and wives, do not stay home with their children? The truth is that these women are not primarily homemakers and husband lovers. Whether we like it or not, the Bible does teach a wife to keep or guard her own home, not someone else's home, and to love her own husband, not someone else's husband. As I'm talking to you, can watch out the one window, not the one window I have here, but another window in my house. There's a nursery school right in that church across the street. There's a big Lutheran church. And fathers and mothers pick up their children. They bring them all hours of the day until about 7 or so. And mothers are working when their babies should be home in their own little beds with their own mothers. Now, I realize I've hit a buzzsaw here. Many a wife has put her husband through seminary or medical school. I admire them. I tried to do this myself, but I had babies. God did not want me to do that. Many a non-married mother woman, maybe a non-married woman has worked saving their salaries to buy houses before starting families, while they and their husbands lived on the men's salaries. What stamina and determination. Many a preacher's wife have brought homes and brought home the bacon so the man could plant a church. The wives do this as part of their helpmeet responsibilities to their husbands. Sometimes when there are such arrangements, we find latchkey children, sad indeed. Sometimes we find the husbands really very ungrateful and having affairs with other women while their wives are working to put them through school. We may also find wives who have become accustomed in the business world and they cannot give up that power and success recognition or the finer things that their money can afford. Their away-from-home jobs define them, not their husband-loving, not their children-loving, not their home-guarding job, it seems. Often I hear women ask by others, what do you do? The expected answer is not, I'm a mother, I'm a wife. Yet in my mother's day, that was the standard answer for a married woman. It is something to think about, isn't it? Often I overhear women saying, I have to do work to help my children go to Christian school or Bible college. But I've noticed mostly when the schooling is over, those highly motivated women continue working, continue supplementing their husband's income, and continue setting their hearts in the wrong direction toward the wrong people. Now, this is not true of everyone. Tired of the feminine detour. Recently, I received a letter from a publishing book house which about a book. It caught my eye, for it was titled Coming Home to Raise Your Children, A Survival Guide for Moms. This advertisement confirms other accounts I've been reading about how women are coming home. They are tired of the feminist detour, which kept them out of the house, exhausted and often divorced. Now, I must confess, I know nothing about the author. Christine Field, I don't know what theological camp she is in, nor what Bible version she uses, but I like the title of her book, don't you? Coming Home to Raise Your Children, A Survival Guide for Moms. The advertising blurb said, quote, nearly 50% of mothers of preschoolers are stay-at-home moms, and many of them left careers to come home and raise their children. Now, I wrote this a while ago, probably 12 years, 13 years ago. I suppose it's just the same. Although by the population of the women coming back and forth and the fathers bringing their babies and little children to this nursery school across the street from me, I'm wondering. A young mother whom I met while my husband was preaching at a Bible conference in another part of our country wrote recently, thank you so much for the boost of encouragement you wrote in your August Newlist letter. And I wrote, mothers at home can be such a touchy topic. It's too bad people can't trust God and obey His commands. That is such a frustration for me. I could probably name on one hand the women in our church who stay at home. Usually the excuse is they need the income. But what they don't realize is how much more they spend because of their working outside of the home. And that's the end of this quote. The church that I went to then was not the church, not our Bible for Today Baptist Church when I wrote that. According to thy word, Luke 1:38, and Mary, that's the virgin woman who had the baby Jesus, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Now I'm asking, did Mary have an outside job? Let me ask you a question. It's about Mary of Nazareth. What did that terrified girl say when she realized she was chosen to be the mother of the Son of God? Did she run to her telephone book for the current listings of nursery schools? Did she call Joseph's mother to see if she could babysit that holy thing? While she worked at the marketplace or assisted at the local library, did she make arrangements with Cousin Elizabeth to care for Jesus? Did she reason Elizabeth has to stay home anyhow, and it isn't that much more work to care for, too? I don't think so. We read that Mary, after affirming to herself and to the angel her virginity, yielded her body to God for motherhood, presenting it as a living sacrifice unto Him. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. You and I should be that way more with the Lord. With the Lord God. Be it unto me, Lord, according to thy word. We could stop there and talk about that for a long time. With that declaration, the angel departed as unexpectedly as he appeared. Therefore, we see Mary not only alone and puzzled, but also yielded and transformed to the perfect will of God. Dr. Ironside, he was one of my Bible teachers and one of my husband's. He spoke about Mary of Nazareth. Let me quote. When he, God, chose a young woman for the high honor of becoming the mother of the Savior, he did not take some frivolous, worldly girl living in carelessness and enjoying a butterfly existence. He chose a pious, lovely young woman who delighted in doing the will of God and ever sought to be subject to His word. You see, girls, Mary was a doer of the word. Remember the parable in Luke where Jesus said the seed was the word? In my opinion, young Mary, when she heard the word, received it with joy. She really did. We read about that in Luke 8:13. But more than joy was her keeping of the word and the patience she manifested for her days to be accomplished, to bring forth the fruit of her womb. Why does the word find root and bear fruit? The word of God. The Bible says because of an honest and good heart. So we find Mary not only a hearer, but an undeceived doer of the word and the work of God. Do you agree? Mary did not blaspheme God's word by ignoring it or by disregarding it. She showed no impious irreverence ever. Jesus said to the Pharisees in John chapter 8, he that is of God heareth God's words. None of us can argue that Mary was not of God. I wonder, can we also, as mature Christian women, be as she, accepting God's will for our lives, and pray with young Mary, be it unto me according to thy word. These are piercing words to me. I wrote these a long time ago, 12, 13 years ago. And I haven't read them for a while. Can you and I really say, "Dear God, be it unto me according to thy word"? Sometimes things come into our lives we do not expect, but we have to take them from God. Girls, is God's will too hard? Then why is it so hard for many of us? We have the female gender. Do we listen to God's words as to where our place is, as to what our deportment should be, and how to accept God's will for our lives? Is it because God's will is too hard? I must admit that often at first blush it seems that way. Or is it our desire for independence that keeps us from obeying Him? Do we have career goals to the Word of God? And are they contrary to God's Word? Our career goals? Are we, like Eve, perverting the words of God to suit our own needs and ambitions? I don't know. I'm just asking. Yet we must admit that something is wrong in most of our Christian homes today. Is this ailment a new thing since our grandmother's day? Or has the blight been with us always? Where is a woman's place? I have personally convictions. I have convictions about this. And I think it's biblically based that the wife's place is in the home and with her own husband. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. So is the Bible. Bear in mind, I'm not talking about unmarried or widowed women like Lydia or Ruth, who have to earn their own living, but am remembering Paul's friend Priscilla, Aquila's wife. She worked side by side with her husband in their family business, even sailing in a boat to Syria with her husband and Paul, at least once. On the other hand, we have Mrs. Farabaugh Rubies, who tended well to her home and household. We read about her in Proverbs, not only providing for its needs, but also selling her needlework to merchants in towns. But she always returned to her home base, the place where she spent most of her time, where she stitched and tucked and hemmed and basted. She made her husband proud. Some men trusted their wives, but sadly they proved to be untrustworthy women. Recently a famous country singer died. She was noted for a song that she'd stand by her man. Her words confused me, didn't they, you? I kept wondering which of her five husbands was she standing by. In contrast, the virtuous woman of Proverbs 31:1 has proven her husband that she was trustworthy. Yes, her husband's heart could safely trust in her. You read about her in Proverbs 31:10-31. There was no whistling in the dark by that husband. Oh, to be that kind of wife. I remember very well when one woman was being unfaithful to her husband, and I talked to her husband, and he says, "I trust my wife." And I said to my husband, the poor man, I didn't think it was my job to tell him because of the circumstances. He found out eventually. But what is a husband to do? And we can read about that next time I talk to you. What kind of wife are you? What kind of woman are you? Can your husband safely trust in you? And under God's care, are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
May the Lord strengthen you for all He's preparing for you this week. Your unknown is not unknown to God.